From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, July 1st. I'm Sarah Wright. The 2020 census has come to a close, and now it's time to think about redistricting. The final census numbers will probably be available by the end of September, and the county has until December 15th to readjust the borders of the supervisorial districts to reflect population changes. Each district is supposed to have roughly the same number of people to ensure equal representation. The Board of Supervisors will decide later this month which method to use for the redistricting effort, but it's likely to be a mixture of experienced county staff and community members. Paula Cohen is a member of the League of Women Voters, which is working to make sure the following questions get answered.
You know, you have to have a minimum of 4 public meetings. Are we going to do that? Are we going to do that via Zoom? Are we going to do in person? Is it going to be bilingual? Where will they be located? Who's going to run them? Who's going to document them? What kind of questions are we going to ask? How are we going to somewhat standardize it so we get the information that we need? So, you know, you're absolutely correct. There's just a lot up in the air right now, but at least people are asking questions and we're starting to move forward.
Redistricting is the follow-up act to the census, and there are reasons that the public is supposed to be involved in the process.
There are 2 reasons we take through the census every 10 years. One of them is obviously allocation of federal funds. Number 2 is redistricting, and that is to ensure equal representation throughout the state, throughout the counties, and all the cities, that it represents the populations that live there. And of course, people move, things change, people are born, people die. So the numbers can change from year to year and census to census. So that was the intent. As we all know, it used to be done by some judges and politicians, which proved to have some strange consequences and funny districts as people gerrymandered and tried to work things around. Not everyone did, but that was intent. So many states, and California was one of them, did vote to create kind of public input in a different way to do redistricting. So there is a redistricting commission from the state level, were selected, they applied, and there was a panel that selected the commissioners. And then from there, we are to be looking at how we want to redistrict in our local counties. Primarily what will happen is the county has a person who works on their geographic mapping that will kind of divide up the map into these different areas, and then they'll apply the populations during those areas. You know, redistricting has to have a couple of things. You have to have kind of a same number of people in each district. You have to acknowledge communities of interest, same things, you know, either like people, like industry, you know, what is novel about that area to kind of keep it intact, and it has to have contiguous areas. So you can't do a triangle and make a little circle off of the end to bring in different populations. So that's kind of where we are right now. I know at the last board meeting, I think County Council had presented something saying, hey, we got such a short timeline, maybe we should just do this and move forward. And there was some pushback because it was the intent of the law that there'd be community input. Given that all this information is due to the state by December 15th, it puts a little bit of pressure on everybody. If the state hasn't received any information from a county, the state does have the ability to send it to the courts and let the court kind of do some redistricting or review all the data. So obviously no one is wanting to get their county into that situation. So I am a part of the League of Women Voters, and the League of Women Voters at the national and state and county level have redistricting as a focus for this year, which is one of the reasons I got involved, plus obviously my connection with the census. And so that's kind of where we are, hoping that we will be able to come up with, if not somebody from each district, at least a couple of people throughout the county who are interested enough in it to kind of be overseers and help direct and guide this process.
Everything is pretty undecided right now, since the census numbers aren't in yet, the board has not yet acted, and there's still some caution about having in-person meetings. The League of Women Voters is open to everyone, and you can get in touch with them at their website, lwvmendo.org. Plans are as preliminary as everything else at the moment.
To get involved, be available. Number one, not adversarial, but supportive. You know, we know the process has to go on. We know it's a very short turnaround time. And to the extent that we have people that can, willing to participate, is to make sure that there is enough public notice, there's enough public information and education out there, both in English and Spanish, to be able to get people to come and talk about the unique areas of the county, to make sure that we have meetings that meet the needs of our population, like some on weekends, maybe in the evening for working people, or depending on if there's going to be Zoom, make sure we have Zoom in areas that have broadband that can support Zoom, and that it is spread out so that not everybody has to go to Ukiah to do this.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.